Enzo. Oh, this is probably too long for a voice note.
Hey, Claire. I know. Save it for the podcast.
Your space for an unfiltered and candid conversation.
Skip the small talk and dive in deep.
Hey, he's Enzo.
And she's Claire.
And this is too long for a voice note.
Hello. How are we? Oh, we need to do an accent at the beginning now. Last one was French. Well, the Spanish.
I do like a Rosalía accent. It's a little bit like this. I'm working on my latest project. Do you think that it's a good Spanish accent?
It's good. Yeah. I think the French is good, but this is better. This is really good. The French is better, but this is good. How are you guys? How everyone? Welcome to third episode of the new season of Too Long for a Voice
Note. Thank you so much to all your feedback on episodes one and two. We love to see it.
It's so exciting, yeah. So it's kind of like, I think we were waiting for so long to release this and film it. You know, do everything that feels now a bit surreal that it's out. And it's kind of like seeing the episodes and the photos. I don't know, like all the new graphics around. I don't know, it's exciting.
And it's been so great to see you guys responding to the low maintenance friendship. Yeah. I think that's really hit a chord with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for all the comments. We absolutely love hearing from you guys.
Thank you very much.
Hearing everything, so thank you.
It's really, really cool. And like, yeah, thank you for checking it. Thank you for, and yeah, remember as always to subscribe, to like, share this episode with your friends. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah,
we're so excited.
So
and like, it's crazy that we are in episode
number three. I'm very curious to see what your topic is this week.
Yeah. So,
shall we jump?
Let's jump.
Let's jump.
We need a lot to talk about, right?
Exactly.
So, yes, my time.
So, what is your topic this week? I have absolutely no idea what it is.
So, I think my topic, it could be a bit controversial, and it's a bit like where to stand on this, but I think it's also something that it's always evolving, and it has so many layers, I feel, but I want to talk about like how possibly and potentially we're having less fun nowadays as a society.
Oh, fun.
And
literally
fun. Let's talk about this. And obviously, this is a really like broad topic, so obviously we cannot cover everything I have in mind to talk about this now, but I think we can touch some points on this, right?
Okay.
And this all comes from, I read an article like a long time ago about like how this new generation, especially the Gen Zers and also millennials, we can be a bit affected on that. Like we're having a bit less fun, and how like maybe takes a bit longer for all of us to, it's harder for us to like love things or like just freely enjoy like things that is supposed to be funny. So a whole thing, right? It's really like layer because, you know, it comes from like comedies, movies, like daily like type of things. Also, it's like overall how we perceive fun stuff nowadays. Let me start with this like first. Like, what do you think about being political correct and talking about some topics that maybe they are delicate or a bit like complicated, but you need to really like think and like, you know, like really think about what you're going to say, because there are topics that could be really delicate and you want to remain politically correct because that's the right thing to do, right? So what do you think about all that? What is your take on that?
I find, to be honest, that I don't know. I think it depends on who you're joking with, right? Mm. Or to what scale you're joking on.
Yeah.
I think that I never really enjoyed humor or comedy that's kind of bringing other people down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think I can enjoy humor that's quite savage, but not mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would probably fall on the side of like, yeah, enjoying humor that's quite, yeah, not like politically correct, but I think, yeah, like I think it's Probably beneficial to kind of isolate a specific group. Unless maybe you're part of that group. And then it's
good
like,
point. Yeah.
Kind of maybe more doable.
Yeah, more doable, yeah. Because I think like all of this is like a lot of people, especially like the boomers. By the way, I don't want to sound like a boomer in this episode. I just want to talk about this because some people are like, oh my God, the boomers, like, blah, 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 blah. Because the boomers, as I said, the generation before us, like our parents, they often say things like, oh my God, this new generation are so like the crystal generation. They're so delicate. It's snowflake generation. They're like, blah, blah, blah. They cannot take a joke. They cannot blah, blah, blah. And it's a really complicated statement because the truth is like we have changed our society so much and we understand better nowadays or in the different ways how things are good or bad, or how maybe making jokes or certain people or groups are actually not beneficial. It's not good to make fun of people that have disabilities, for example, because how that adds anything to whatever or to life, you know, for example. Like,
well, it's weird because I think obviously, yeah, the world was such a different place then. Mm-hmm, and I think that it's better in a lot of ways that we marginalize different groups and don't laugh at other groups, for example. I think that that's kind of okay. And I think that there were a lot of problems in, like, as there are problems in our generation, there were a lot of problems in our parents' generation. You know, like, it used to be common for, like, men to, like, slap women's bums in, like, the office. Can you imagine?
The office,
like, you know, and that was common. So I think that, like, things have evolved in like, a good way.
Do you think, I wanted to read something, but before, I don't want to lose the train of thoughts, but do you think, like, because we are really, like, let's say, woke nowadays, and we are more aware of everything, that's really makes really more difficult for us to enjoy things and have humor in life, whatever it's like TV or regular life, friendships as well, like the ways we communicate, like, because we're so woke and we have so much information right now, and, like, we understand things so much better. Do you think it affects the way that we actually approach things? Do you think, like, because before you reply to me, like, sometimes I feel like when you are so aware of so many things, it's kind of like, it's a blessing, but sometimes it's also like, I mean, that's why I said, like, ignorance is a bliss, right? A lot of people that are more ignorant, they have less to worry about because they have less layers of things to consider, which I'm happy not to be like that, honestly, but I do understand sometimes it takes energy when everything needs to be maybe revisited or revised. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I want to talk a bit more about that. What do you think about this?
I think of, like, two different things because I don't see how, like, being polite or, like, being kind of, like, politically correct and, like, woke would, like, stop you having fun. I think it's kind of weird to be, like, but maybe I'm, like, definitely really millennial.
Yeah.
And I don't see why, yeah, like, not being able to make, like, a politically incorrect statement would minimize your fun. Like, I don't really get why those two would go to in hand in hand. But in terms of, like, constantly worrying about what you're saying, I don't know, like, do you worry about what you're saying? Because I feel it's just quite natural.
It comes natural,
For us, anyway. Like, I feel that I don't have to, like, really think about if I'm offending anybody or not, because I think that I'm really careful anyway.
Yeah.
With what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think going back to something you said before, it also depends on to whom you're saying it or the context, right? Because I think, like, which is the problem with comedy, and especially how everything nowadays is so, like, it reach everyone, right? Like, if you say something that will reach everyone in every single corner of the world, which back in the day wasn't like that. But then again, if you're making jokes with your close friends, it's a different story because you are in a group that you all have as they share a same language. So you can call me, like, you can make a homophobic joke to me and I can make, like, a sexist joke to you, and it's going to be fine between us because we have that space. And, like, but then that's interesting because you can make, let's say that you say something homophobic to me, I will find that funny because I allow you to make the fun. But it's funny. So the problem is, like, when it goes out there with everyone else, it stops being funny.
Well, that's the thing. And I think it's about, I think it's once again about your power, the position of power and the audience that you have. Like, so for example, me making a homophobic joke to you, we have a level of trust. You obviously know that I'm not homophobic and all of this. I think if it's somebody like, somebody who sprung to mind when you were talking, someone like Piers Morgan, who makes, like, very sexist, very inappropriate comments, we really hate him, etc. But isn't he in a position of power where he has a big audience and a big voice? And clearly there's a market for him because he's still on TV. I mean, he's like a cockroach, that man. You can never get rid of him, you know. And he was awful to, like, Jamila, for example. Like, you know,
he's awful man.
And I think there's something around that, you know? Like, obviously, if somebody has, like, a big platform, then don't they have the responsibility to
It's kind of consensual, right? It's a bit of consent at the end of the day, right? Which is really interesting.
Like, why should they have a platform to put out their sexist and homophobic, racist ideas, you know?
Yeah.
And they should be... And yeah, I know that that's something that our generation is always criticized for mm-hmm. being the snowflake generation.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, well, look at all the problems that there were yeah. with the generation before us.
I think we're such in a middle point of like understanding everything that happened and how we used to, because we grew up with these values, right? Mm. So we were kind of like in the middle of like growing up with them and then kind of like cleaning things a bit, like yeah. kind of like this, I don't know how to say it, but kind of like we're like kind of taking out the pieces and seeing what works and what not. Yeah. And now we're in a point now that we are, hopefully you will be in a point now that being like, okay, that's really wrong, blah, 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 and we're in a better position. And then if you see the next generation with Gen Z, for example, totally. It's kind of like, oh, they got it so clear now. And then sometimes it's kind of like we're in the process of like, yeah, like...
The cleansing.
Cleansing,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know about you, but I still catch myself sometimes saying sexist things. Even though I'm definitely really feminist and definitely like a strong, independent woman. Yeah. Strong, independent woman.
I'm a survivor. Oh, no, it's another song. What is like the song, the independent, independent woman?
Is that one? I want it. That one.
Yeah.
But I still catch myself saying sexist things sometimes. I'm trying to think of something because I think I'm aware of it, but it might be like nothing as basic as like, oh, I you know, you earn more than him. Wow, nothing as basic as that. But it was, I will try and think. We'll carry on talking and I'll try and think of the example.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you have any, because I think it's so ingrained in us.
It's ingrained.
Like you were saying, like you have the boomers and then we were raised by the boomers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
so
the millennials are, you know, now raising the Gen Zers or older millennials are raising. So it's sort of like, you know, that generation, I think, is sort of ironing so much out.
I agree. I think our generation is like, it's a bit like a filter in some ways. It's kind of, we have like this filter layer or like everything is false there and we need to like get it out of it. And it's kind of like, sometimes it can be hard not to be like, it's hard. Well, it's so hard because, you know, probably the previous generation, a lot of them, they suffer from war and things like that. But like socially speaking, we're such like in the middle of things that sometimes we need to like navigate between both worlds. So I find that really interesting, right?
I want to touch on something else. Yeah. I don't know if this is where you want the topic to go, but
No, I'm loving where this is going.
But I was, when you initially mentioned this topic, I wasn't actually thinking about that you wanted to talk about humor and different types of humor. I thought you wanted to talk about like, is it more difficult for us to have fun and like enjoy ourselves
as well? I mean,
and it, that's something that I do think
let's go for it, because it's about like, I think all kind of like connected with everything.
Is it harder for our generation to just have fun and enjoy? I wonder if there's something about the pandemic there as well.
There's a bit of that, definitely.
Because do you feel like people started to have, okay, number one, obviously you have to say fun is subjective.
Whatever is fun for you.
My idea of fun might not be fun for you, and vice versa. But I do feel, I think I noticed like with friends, like maybe like a rapid aging, let's say, and then a kind of like definitely finding things a little bit less fun.
I wonder if kind of it's like related to, I think it's a lot related to how socially and culturally we're changing as well.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like this is connected to what you're saying. It's one of the, I think it's one of the layers I was thinking when I was, I wanted to bring this topic, because I think fun is just not comedy of like how we perceive fun in a show. It's also like how we enjoy life overall and how it's been changing again. And I wonder like if, because we went, after the pandemic, we went so self-aware of everything that when we're after and we start consuming so much content from the internet, and I think like TikTok blew up, and then we started to be more aware and connected with all so many things that were happening that's actually like making way more complicated our friendships. I feel sometimes like now I have so many tools of information I didn't have a few years ago, and now like I think I often filter things more and more and more. Which, like, for example, if we're having a conversation, I want to be aware of things that wasn't before. I don't know if it's just getting older, but I think it's also like having more and more tools about like whatever it is, if I like mental health, like, you know, women's rights or whatever, you know, whatever it is, the topic, I think it can be, which again comes for me to like, we have so much information now that even like the daily interaction can be more dissected, maybe, but and less
that,
free.
Isn't that just being more thoughtful?
Yes, probably, which is not bad, but like I guess what's the level, which point is like, oh, you're being thoughtful is really helping, and which point is just like makes it heavier and more difficult because you're always being thoughtful of everything. You're always overthinking everything, maybe.
I think since the pandemic,
yeah,
I think the world has always been like a scary place. Mm-hmm. But I think the pandemic really changed us mm-hmm. in a lot mm-hmm. of ways mm-hmm. because I think for like our age group,
yeah,
that was like the first kind of, obviously we've had like, you know, terrorist attacks, everything, and you know, like, and we're obviously from different countries, yeah. But that was the first big, massive global traumatic thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it made people reassess their priorities. But that's then well. I think also since the pandemic, then there's been like a series of just like terrible things mm-hmm, happening mm-hmm, globally. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like everything else, you know, now you have, you know, obviously like what's going on with Palestine and, yeah. and Israel. And I think it's just one thing after another really with global warming. And I don't know, I feel like sometimes it's like a very heavy energy in yeah. general. And once yeah. again, I think you can always argue that for every generation, but yeah. I'm not sure if our parents really had that, especially our parents, because our grandparents were affected
yeah.
by the war.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But then our parents were like young in the 80s.
I don't think they didn't have that much. We have like a really like a different set of like situation that our parents didn't have. I'm sure they have a lot of things, but you know, back in the days they could have, I mean, if they're a privileged position, of course, like sort of privileged position, they would have a house and a job and a family and all of that, which nowadays that's like basically like a challenge if you live.
It's
like, very challenging. Yeah. For yeah. them, it was a challenge, I guess, but in a very different ways. It was like way better. And I don't know if like, yeah, I don't know. But then back in the days, I mean, our parents, I don't think they have a lot of fun. They didn't travel a lot, for example.
My parents did. I don't
think. You think they have a lot of fun?
My parents did travel, and I think they had a lot of fun, but they were working for an airport. So they got like massively discounted flights, and they were like going to Brazil for like £10 or something. Of course,
that's crazy. You know, because like, back in the day, people didn't travel that much. You need to be like, I don't know.
I think my parents definitely did.
They have like a different experience.
I think so. Yeah. And like, I think they definitely, I mean, I don't know. I can definitely like ask them if they had fun.
Did they have fun?
Did they have fun? But yeah. I think they did. But yeah. I think there were different restrictions. Mm-hmm. I think we are dealing with like a set of different challenges,
yeah.
but I think we're restricted in some ways that they weren't and they were like, more restricted yeah. in some ways that we aren't. Like, yeah. I think we're very financially restricted.
Yeah,
neither of my parents went to uni and they were able to get like a house.
Yeah, it's crazy. And
like
yeah.
that's, we can't even get a job yeah, without, yeah. you couldn't even get like a basic job nowadays without going to university.
Yeah, it's totally different, yeah.
So I think financially we struggle, but then I don't think there's pressure on either of us to get married. Like my parents would not have been able to have lived together if they imagine. Were not, and probably the same with your parents.
Yeah.
You know, we can cohabit with our partners yeah, and like there's no pressure for us to have yeah, kids or get married yeah. and like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder like also thinking about pressures and things, I guess maybe it's not everyone. I think obviously we're speaking from our point of view. We don't want to say like everyone in our group age or everyone is like the same as us. But mm-hmm. I think for us, I don't think our parents they will ever think about like how the war is ending, you know. In the 80s, no one really gave a shit of that. I mean, there were people giving a shit of that, but it wasn't yeah. like a common knowledge. It's not like our parents grew up thinking about global warming or things that are affecting the world. In fact, global warming, like in the 2000s, it was still a concept denied for a lot of people. It still is. So for some, so like thinking sometimes I think about like, wow, like we have all these sets of things and I wonder like if I'm thinking like, oh, if I wonder if I'm even going to make it to when I'm getting old, because probably we're going to have like a tsunami going to kill us all.
I think that's true. Sometimes I think, should I just leave my credit card? Because we're not going to make it.
Like, let's mat out that car. Like, I'm not going to pay anyway. It's like, you know what I mean? It's going to like... What's the point? It's like, we weren't rich to 80s, I guess. So, you know, like, it's... I don't know if that, like, that connection with reality that we have nowadays also limit us. Like, because back in the days, you get news and you get things and you get aware if you read a book, sometimes you check a good TV show, if you read something, maybe if you are really knowledgeable and you're curious. But nowadays, you just need to sit still with your phone and you're going to get so much stuff there. You're gonna, and you can be in a way, you can be aware of everything that's happening in the world, which is, could be like so anxiety inducing. And it's not like it's happening more or less than before. It's just like now we know everything that's happening in each corner of each place. You can know, like, you can look for the news in every country of the world and you can then be aware of what's happening, right? Mm. So I think that makes also like more difficult to have fun.
I think it's like an existential dread.
Existential dread.
Because yes. It's like we are, yeah. Sometimes it's hard to feel like you can have fun because you're like thinking about the end of the world. Like literally like the planet is dying.
Yeah.
We have the threat of nuclear war.
Yeah.
So like, come back next week for our podcast to cheer you up. Like, do you think you have less fun now than you did when you were younger?
I do feel I have more responsibilities, and also like I think I have more goals to reach, but I think it's an age thing. It's because like I'm in my 30s, so I feel like it's a clock, which is like it's like a fight with yourself, because it's like whatever, you can have any age. Obviously, like you grew up thinking like your 30s are your prime, right?
Yeah,
and you need to get certain things in your 30s, which is not really true. You can get your prime could be at your 40s, your prime could be at your 50s. Like that's it's proved nowadays for our generation that's changed. That was again coming back of all concepts and like all perceptions. That's something that it doesn't apply anymore, and it changed a lot. So it's I think a lot of like times that I feel like having less fun is because I'm in this race against, it's not against myself, it's a race with against my own time, maybe feeling like I'm running all the time, or like I need to rush, it's gonna be too late, blah 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 blah. So it's kind of like, which is also, I think it's a society, and also living in a city like London, like it's always like a race, right? And you feel like you need to do this, you need to get that, or whatever, the podcast, you need to get the career, whatever. And it's kind of like sometimes it can be like, oh wow, you forget that you need to have fun as well in the process. And it's and everyone said that, like, you know, like you can read every book, you can watch every podcast, whatever, you just like, oh, you need to remind yourself to have fun. It's very cliche, but it's true, because fun is not like having fun like, oh, let me jump from a thing, or like let me go to like a park. It's not about that. It's like enjoying the present, and like
definitely
not make your goal, whatever you're doing, like really heavy or tiring, because then what's the point of it? Like, because as you go, like time passes, and then it's years and years and years that you are refraining yourself of certain things, and then you are like dread and dry.
I have at 50s or something, you know. I do like I listen to like a positive affirmation sometimes when I'm doing my makeup.
Nice.
I love it. Brain, like positive things.
Yeah, okay.
And one of them is, I allow myself to take breaks on my journey to success.
I love that. It's like, yes.
I allow myself to take breaks on my journey to success. So it's kind of that, you know?
It's kind of that. It's true.
I have to say, I really struggle with that.
Yeah, me too. Me too, yeah.
Like, I actually totally agree with you. I think the 30s is such a great decade. But I think you definitely feel a certain amount of pressure about, like, okay, right, fuck, this is serious now, like, the career needs to be on it, I want to get my finances in order. Like you say, it's like, there's always time, but it's sort of like a lot of that pressure. So what do you do to have fun at the moment?
Okay, at the moment, I think one thing I always, I think it's always my to-go, it's like editing my photography, like, you know, like taking my photos, go to my computer, and just focus on, like, I think it's, I like to do that because it's very like something I can do on my own. I have a lot of ownership of that moment, and it gives me a lot of like happiness, because it depends on me. And I know when I'm doing for too long, I know I'm missing that. And of course the podcast, I think, like, even though it can be hard sometimes and it has like a lot of things that we need to think about, I think it's like, I really miss it, and it gave me like this spark back when we start filming again. So I think definitely, like, going back to what you say, having like a purpose or something really like meaningful is like always helps with that sense of fun.
Definitely.
And for you, what it would be for you?
I think for me, like, I always get quite a lot of joy out of like sport and like moving my body. So this year, like, I've really been into hot yoga. Like, I always love yoga, but for me, hot yoga is so good because I feel like you're not only moving your body and like, you know, getting those endorphins, but also like learning a skill. I think that's always important for me, like learning like a new skill.
Do you think like learning a new skill is fun for you? Like, it's something
definitely
that you get fun?
Cool. Definitely. I think learning a new skill is really fun. And I think that's one of the reasons why I became like a video editor, or being a video creator, is like, you're never gonna be done in that career because the technology is always developing. Always. So it's sort of like, there's always something new I can learn.
I agree with
that. I'm never going to be like knowing all about my job.
I agree with that. And I think I kind of feel related to that because I think with creation and photography overall, there's always new things. So
totally.
Everything technological has that.
Yeah. Because I wonder if like, no shade to like people who like really work with numbers, but numbers change, but numbers don't change.
I guess the based, the technology, I mean.
Once you learn it, you know it, you know it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought about it.
So for people watching and they're saying, Enzo,
Claire,
I don't have fun anymore.
Wow.
What tips would you give them?
Okay. So definitely first, I think I will do a list. Everything starts with a list in this life. Do a list of maybe like 3 or 5 things that it gives you like a bit of joy somehow. Like if it's, for example, I love eating. You know what I mean?
I love eating.
Because if you love eating, maybe you can find something to do related to eating.
Yes.
Like learning a new thing or doing like making a new cake or something like that. And then you can find fun there.
Totally.
I think fun is really related to things that we normally, like in your regular life, we like to do.
Yeah,
like
a passion.
Like a passion. So I think like definitely like if you're not having fun, it's good to list things that gives you some sort of like satisfaction and then like kind of breaking it down from there. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a good thing because also like fun is not like going out having drinks necessarily. Fun is not clubbing necessarily. Fun, I mean, it has many ways, you know, like fun is not, because I think like maybe when you're younger, like fun is like going out and like having fun and getting like getting smashed or something, but it's not only that. So I think that would be like my suggestion, like breaking it down, things that makes you happy.
Okay, then, interesting. Yeah. Focusing on your passion.
Focusing on your passion,
like, sounds like a fun thing to do.
Definitely. So, interesting. Thank you, Claire, for like, I think I definitely want to do like a second part of this topic. So I will bring it up because I think like fun and how we view fun, it's like so like vast. It's so many things, layers there.
Totally.
And yeah, like I think there's a lot of unsaid things from this conversation still. So yeah.
Loved it. Well, guys, please comment and let us know, how do you have fun?
Yeah, I was curious, like, how's fun for you?
What do you how do you feel about fun? How has that changed for you as well?
How's it changed? Yeah, exactly. How has it changed? Because I think it's changed a lot. So yeah, that would be really good. So please, guys, and everyone's listening to us, thank you very much again.
Thank you for coming back.
Comment, like, subscribe, and all of that.
Yeah. So guys, see you next week.
Bye-bye.